This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Reactions are still coming in to the announcement of President Trump's impeachment inquiry. Representative John Lewis, the Democratic civil rights icon, endorsed impeachment proceedings in the House after withholding his opinion on the matter for several months.
The future of our democracy is at stake. There come a time when you have to be moved by the spirit of history to take action to protect and preserve the integrity of our nation. I truly believe, the time to begin impeachment proceedings against this president has come. To delay or to do otherwise would betray the foundation of our democracy.
The Republican minority leader of the House said Democrats are still bitter about losing the 2016 presidential election and have wanted to impeach Trump from day one. The U.S. Senate, in a rare bipartisan moment, on Tuesday approved a resolution calling for a whistleblower's complaint against President Trump to be turned over to Congress. At issue are Trump's actions with Ukraine. In a summer phone call with Ukraine's president, Trump is said to have asked for help investigating former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Days before the call, Trump ordered advisors to freeze $400 million in military aid for Ukraine, prompting speculation that he was holding out the money as leverage for information on the Bidens. Trump has denied that charge, but acknowledged he blocked the funds later released. For more news, as always, we'd like to invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump addressed the United Nations Tuesday, highlighting some of the cornerstones of his reelection campaign. Margaret Bashir's reports from the United Nations.
With the 2020 presidential election campaign in full swing, Trump addressed two issues very dear to his voting base: trade with China and the flow of migrants from Central America into the southern United States.
The American people are absolutely committed to restoring balance to our relationship with China. Hopefully, we can reach an agreement that will be beneficial for both countries. But as I have made very clear, I will not accept a bad deal for the American people.
And he had a direct message for undocumented migrants.
Do not put yourself in danger. Do not put your children in danger. Because if you make it here, you will not be allowed in.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fighting for his political survival following a ruling from Britain's Supreme Court Tuesday that his decision to suspend Parliament early this month was illegal. The ruling means British lawmakers can return to Parliament Wednesday as calls grow for Johnson's resignation. Britain is still due to leave the European Union October 31st, although that so-called Brexit process has now been thrown into further doubt. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he is trying and mediating to help de-escalate tensions between the United States and Iran. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, Khan said President Trump asked if he could de-escalate the situation and may come up with another deal. Khan said he spoke to the Iranian president, but he would not reveal more details. Washington blames Iran for the attack on Saudi oil fields, and U.S. officials have said they will present evidence to back that up. Tehran denies involvement in the strike that were claimed by the Iranian-aligned Houthis in Yemen, which is fighting a Saudi-led military coalition. And legendary opera singer Placido Domingo has withdrawn from performing at the Metropolitan Opera in New York amid harassment allegations. Mike Gracia has that story.
The Metropolitan Opera has announced Placido Domingo has agreed to withdraw from his scheduled performances in the wake of allegations of sexual harassment made by several women in two Associated Press reports. Pressure had been building on the Met to cancel Domingo's six scheduled appearances. But last Saturday, General Manager Peter Gelb told performers after a dress rehearsal the Met was waiting for investigations by the L.A. Opera and the American Guild of Musical Artists to be completed before a decision was made.
That was Mike Gracia reporting. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music.